You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta... Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Ephesians 1:13 says, In whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Read.
14. Which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory.
Keep going.
Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus
Christ. So he's praying, and this is what he's getting ready to pray. Come on. Okay. What he's saying, I'm telling you what I am praying for you. This is what he's praying. I believe this starts in verse 17. Read.
He's praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, God, give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
You need the spirit of wisdom and revelation operating in your life. You don't have to be a preacher. Glory to God. You don't have to be an evangelist, pastor, apostle, teacher. You need the spirit of God, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. What am I talking about by revelation? God, reveal yourself to me. I need you to reveal, come on, not just the preacher. This is not just for me, the preacher. This is not just for me. But God can reveal himself also to you. Come on. How many know the veil was torn down? You ain't got to go through a preacher anymore. Come on, to find out what God is saying. I can confirm to you what God is saying, but you need to hear from God directly. Okay, all right. Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Read.
18, that the eyes of your understanding, being enlightened.
Come on, God knows how to open up your spiritual comprehension. God can open, the Bible says that the enemy has come to darken the eyes of our understanding. Now that can be natural, glory to God. And that can be spiritual. I struggled in school. Come on. I got a doctorate now, but in high school I struggled. It's like, man, I'd be sitting there and I'd be falling asleep. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so it took for me to begin to pray this prayer and prayers like this for God to open up my comprehension. Oh, glory to God. You know, it's amazing that I got a cousin. I won't call his name, but he had a son that was struggling in school. God showed it to me in a vision, and he showed me him in the back of a school. It was dark, but I saw his son. I saw his son, his head was sitting on a big muscular body. Come on. And in the back of the school. And so I knew it was a strong man, a dumb spirit. It was a dumb spirit. He was struggling in school. He was bringing up the rear. This is what God was saying. And so I went to the parent. I'm like, this is what I saw. I saw your son in the back of the school. I saw your son, but his body was huge, like a big muscle man. and it was darkness. Darkness in the Bible represents hidden evil and unknown evil. So that's why sometimes when you're dreaming, you see, but I won't go all into that. And so anyways, I told him to begin to pray this prayer over your son every day. This prayer that I'm about to give to you. You ought to be praying it every day, because guess what? You're asking God for a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Every time you pray it, every time you get ready to read your Bible, pray this prayer. Give me wisdom and revelation, because, okay. The Bible says it's a man's spirit that knows his mind, what he's thinking. Well, it's the same thing with God. God's spirit, the Holy Spirit, knows what's on the mind of God. Jesus said the Father has sent his spirit to comfort you, to teach you, to lead you, to guide you, right? So why haven't we made the Holy Spirit, come on, our
contact?
Huh? Why are we not depending more on the Spirit of God? Asking the Spirit of God to teach us about God. Help me to know God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Lead me. I don't know. As a matter of fact, all right. I won't even go all into that. But let me say this. The boy went to college. The boy who was struggling, who was bringing up the rear in the school, he was on the back of the bus when it comes down to the school, but all of a sudden now he went to college. Why? Because as he prayed this prayer concerning his son, God began to open up their eyes, his natural comprehension. Well, if God can open up your natural comprehension, God can open up your spiritual comprehension also. You'll begin to see things. You'll begin to understand things. Things will begin to jump off the page. You'll say, wow, I never saw it that way before. Are y'all getting this? Come on. God will show you stuff. You can turn to the commentators all you want to. Thank God for the commentators. Commentators aren't always right. Come on, somebody. Commentators are sometimes teaching you stuff on a surface level, and you're seeing stuff on a deeper level. Oh, glory to God. How many know God wants you to go deep sea diving when it comes to His Word? He wants to give you the hidden things. The commentary is going to help you out. But the Spirit of God. Woo. This is why Jesus came and they couldn't figure Jesus out. Jesus was saying stuff, my God, that was in the Word, but they had never seen it before. This is why the spirit of religion won't let you see that there are still prophets, but yet you have scholars that have read through the whole Bible, but they'll get up and say there's no more prophets. Why? Because the spirit of religion will blind you. You'll read it, and you won't get it. Come on. And you'll still be saying there's no more prophets. And it's right there in the Word, and you just read it. And the problem is that we got people that have been blinded in the body of Christ. Blinded to the truth. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. By what? By the wisdom of man. By people teaching tradition instead of teaching, oh, glory to God, the mind of God and what God is saying. Okay, are y'all getting this?
Yes.
I'm just about to read one.
It says that the eyes of your understanding being opened, enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
That you will know that God is unlimited. Come on. What you've inherited, come on. God, the God that's on the inside of you is unlimited. My God. And so if God is unlimited, because you probably have a hard time saying that. Glory to God. Somebody say, take the limits off of God. You got an unmeasurable God. As a matter of fact, read that in the Amplified version. Let's see what the Amplified saying in the Amplified.
What verse? 18.
18.
By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope.
And when it says the eyes of your heart flooded with light, it's talking about this.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. See, when you were born again, come on, you got the light of God. Can I tell you, let me show you how it operates. Now, help me, Holy Ghost. When you got born again, the Spirit of God came and began to dwell in your spirit.
Amen.
Everybody getting this?
Yes.
Okay. And so the Spirit of God, when He communicates with you, He communicates with your spirit, and your spirit communicated to your soulless man. Come on. Your soulless man communicates it to your fleshly man. Everybody getting this?
Yes.
Everybody got that? Okay. All right. And so read that verse of Scripture again.
By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light.
Come on. And so God want to flood your heart. And this is why it's important for you to what? Renew your, somebody say, mind. Renew your mind. So you need to understand that, guess what? If your mind is not renewed, the Spirit of God can pronounce to your spirit that you're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Come on. And your flesh and your soulless man, your unrenewed soulless man will be sitting there saying, I don't feel like I'm healed. And the flesh will be like, yeah, that's right. I don't feel it. You don't feel it. I still feel the pain. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Why? And so the soulless man and the spirit man, I mean the soulless man and the fleshly man will get together and double team the spirit man and say, we ain't feeling this. It's in the Word. It's in the Word. Can I tell you something? Okay, all right, God. I want to show it to you in the Word, but it'll take too long. I need to go to the book of Acts and just show it to you, but I'm not going to take that time to do it. All right, read.
So that you can know and understand the hope to which He has called you.
Uh-huh.
And how rich is His glorious inheritance.
How rich is His glorious inheritance. Well, when the Bible talks about the glory of God, then first off, the glory of God means the weight of God. The wealth of God. Come on, the riches of God. It's talking about His power. Come on, it's talking about light. Come on, it means light. Come on, it means splendor. It means majesty. Come on, oh glory to God. So it means all of this. And let me show you something. God ain't broke.
Ever.
Woo. You can be a child of God and live beneath your means, yes, because you don't understand that, yes, the Lord supplies your needs according to His riches in the glory. Everything you need is in God's glory. Yes. The problem is that, guess what? We won't seek His glory. I didn't say it. The Bible says we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. You're supposed to continue to go. This is why Moses was like, man, show me your glory. God, show me your glory.
Yes.
I need more of your glory. Wait now. Hold up, you done seen the sea open? You done seen Egypt beat down to a pulp? Come on, somebody. You done seen God bring your people out, and you still saying, show me your glory? Why? Because He wasn't satisfied or stuck on a level. A lot of us in the body of Christ, we get content with a level. We stuck on a level, and we don't want to go no higher. Some of y'all need to say, well, I can't be higher. I want to know more. I want to see more.
Okay,
I'm
like,
glory to God. too old to be used by God. Come on, Zechariah, him and his wife. Come on, glory to God, Elizabeth. They was old, they were real old. They were so old, the old people were saying, man, they old. Come on, but oh, glory to God. God used them to birth John the Baptist, come on, who preached in the wilderness, make way for the...
Oh!
when you hear the Holy Ghost preach.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Let's get out of the way.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. How much more? We got this. I think a couple more verses. My God, these are some of the longest verses. Trying to get done and can't get done. Okay. I think we're on verse 18. Okay, all right. How many want more?
Yes.
Say, Lord, give me more. Give me more. I want more.
For it is through him that we both, whether far off or near, now have an introduction and access.
Oh, no, that was not 2:18, but Ephesians 1:18.
Oh, 1. Okay, I'll get there. I just got caught away in the spirit.
Hey, I know you outdanced me, but I'm gonna be ready for you. I'm gonna be ready for you the next time. You ain't gonna outdance me the next time, all right?
Well, honey, I might be 82, but I'm only
28. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. I don't feel too bad because some of y'all didn't dance at all. She outdanced a whole lot of us up in here, you know? But go ahead.
Okay, 1:18. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light,
uh-huh,
so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you, and how rich is his glorious inheritance,
yes,
in the saints, his set apart ones.
His glory is rich.
Amen.
His glory is rich.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes,
his glory is rich. There's no shortage in God. God's fed. How many people came out of, there was millions of people that came out of Egypt. And God fed them by quails in the wilderness. Moses went before God and said, God, you know, he was trying to figure out how God was going to do this when God said, I'll take care of it. And he was like, and I'm paraphrasing it, and he was like, I can't figure out how you're going to do this. He said, is my arm too short? Is my arm too short to save? That I can't reach down and pull you up. God's arm is not too short that he can't reach down, come on somebody, and pull you up. You're looking at somebody that was, okay, all right, I was pretty much homeless. I was sleeping in the closet in a building. Come on, somebody.
Hey.
Had to take baths with a water hose outside. Anybody ever took a bath outside in the wintertime? Come on, with a water hose? It get pretty icy, don't it? I'm glad I got some folks in here that can relate. Come on. But it took a lot to break Thomas.
Yes,
come on. It took a lot to make Thomas want more. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God turned me around and made me a businessman. I mean, you know, the quicker, the faster you surrender to God, when you say, God, I'm all in. Because the problem sometimes is that we're halfway in. We're not all the way in. We're halfway. We're trying to keep a foot here and a foot here. We got to be all in. Tell somebody, say, God, I'm all in. I've made up my mind. What I'm hearing today, I've made up my mind. I am all in. I'm selling out. I'm giving it a shot to the fullest of my ability. I'm coming on up. I'm tired of being. I'm coming all the way up. I'm getting this elevation. I want this promotion. You know, when you got born again, it's really an elevation anyways. It's coming up. You came up higher. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Now it's time to start operating on that higher level. Can I tell you something? I won't even go there. Read Hurricane.
Thank you.
19.
Uh-huh.
And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited.
Didn't I tell you your God was immeasurable?
Mm-hmm.
Unlimited? Come on, somebody. You serve an unlimited God. Read.
And surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Did y'all get anything out of this?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
more. Come on, I'll sing some of that door. Let us all stand and just worship. Let's seal this word with worship. Come on, everybody stand. Raise your hands. No looking around to the left. No looking around to the right. Come on.
Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.